Since the Donegal game, there's been a lot of talk about Tyrone, particularly in Tyrone and that there, and different rumours, of course, going about and everything else. And I think if he did look for that extension of 1 year and they made a decision that they were putting it back to the clubs and everything else, the executive and that there, I suppose Mickey has made the right decision to step away from it now. But I mean, he owes Tyrone nothing, as we all know, and everything else. And I mean, I was just counting it up there this morning when we were chatting. Actually, 37 cups he's won at inter-county level. That's not then what he's achieved at club level with Éirí Gilcéireann as well. So, look at it, it's an unbelievable achievement. We definitely will never ever see it again. I mean, in managers nowadays, as we see in the Premiership in England, they're being turned over. If they're lucky enough, they get 2 or 3 years. So, definitely never see something like this again. Well, definitely in my time, and I don't think in your time either.
Well, Martin, you obviously need a very, very serious passion for football to stick at it for so long and be driven for that length of a period of time.
At the very start, when he came in and took over, the way he changed Gaelic football at the time. People said that Jim McGuinness afterwards changed Gaelic football, but he definitely at the time changed particularly inter-county Gaelic football. And we look at counties that will be glad to see the back of them. Definitely one of them will be Kerry. They couldn't deal with a Tyrone team managed by Mickey Hart at all, and particularly in big games and that. But that famous All-Ireland semi-final, the Puke football and everything else. But I mean, some people say Puke football, other people say, tactically getting it exactly right and doing, what you had to do to get over the line and that situation. And it's a great credit to him. I actually sat beside him at the early stages in the BBC in the studio, and I couldn't believe his knowledge of Gaelic football and his tactically awareness and everything else at that time. Nowadays you have all these Oisin stats people and backroom people to help out and everything else, and everything's been fed down. At that time, Mickey Hart, it was his own football brain and everything else that he had. And I couldn't believe it, sitting with him and reading the game as the game was going on when we were watching it in the studio and that there. So yeah, it's great to have met him and have known him and talked to him. And I don't think Mickey Hart will be going away. The other manager was Mick O'Dwyer, who maybe people said the same thing, that he stayed too long in Kerry and everything else and reinvented himself by going to Leash, Kildare and Wicklow and being very, very successful. Probably them achievements and them three counties were bigger for O'Dwyer than what he achieved in Kerry. So I don't think Hart will be going away. I think either we'll see him back managing Tyrone or maybe even some other county, but I think it will be Tyrone, whether it's underage or not.
And Martin, the glory period for Tyrone was obviously in the 90s, in the noughties rather, when they had three All-Ireland titles. Some say that Tyrone had great players during that period, but you also need a great manager who's able to handle great players, Martin.
We see it all along, everywhere you go. And, we had them at minor and under 21 level as well. And, as you said exactly, yeah, it's great to have the great players and good players and that there, but it's getting it over the line and getting that belief into them and everything else into them, that the whole belief he had. And his passion for Gaelic football, his passion for Tyrone, we see it, and you know it in him and everything else. And in fairness to him, rather than cause maybe a split in Tyrone and everything else, I mean, even up to the very end, he's made the right decision to walk away and let the Tyrone County Board and everybody else get on with it.